Hey, this is Jonathan Goodman, and I have incredibly exciting news. My book, The Obvious Choice, is now available for purchase in Kindle, in Audible, and in hardcover. Anywhere that you find books, please go on Amazon, please go to whatever bookstore you like, buy yourself a copy, buy a copy for a friend. Hope that you absolutely love it. Now let's get into the show.
For every 18-year-old on social media who thinks they need a big following just to make a few sales, there's 100 silent business owners quietly earning more. Now, instead of telling you not to use social media, I'm going to suggest a way to perhaps use it a little bit differently at the end of this video, with less burnout resulting in more business growth. Oliver Berkman, who wrote this book called 4,000 Weeks, he said the information economy is essentially a giant machine for persuading you to make the wrong choices about what to do. Creating content is an overrated way to build a business. So what's better? I think it's to treat your profile like a sales page. So to understand what that means, first consider this. A short while back, Snoop Dogg and Solo Stove, they teamed up on this viral marketing campaign. It earned 19.5 billion global media impressions. In it, Snoop said that he was giving up smoke. The smokeless fire pit company gained 60,000 new social media followers basically right away. Ad Age ranked it as one of the 18th best advertisements of 2023. 2 months later, the CEO of Solo Stove resigned, saying, while our unique marketing campaigns raised brand awareness of Solo Stove to an expanded and new audience of consumers, it did not lead to the sales lift that we had planned. The lesson is that a share doesn't help business if nobody cares about the business. Stop obsessing over likes and shares. Think of your online platform as a savings account. Make investments when you have extra time and money. And improved brand awareness can be beneficial long-term, so long as you don't rely on it for your short-term success. Social media is best thought of as a lagging, not leading indicator of impact. It amplifies what's already there. It's the fuel, not the fire. To appreciate how this works, imagine that you're at a parade. There's 30,000 people lining the streets. It's packed. Nobody can see. Then one person stands up on their tiptoes and has a good view for a few seconds until everybody stands on their tiptoes too. Warren Buffett said it best. He says, your view doesn't improve, but your legs begin to hurt. You see, every time tech presents a new way to share information or collect data or advertise or create content or market in any way, it seems like the tool is an immediate winner. And by any standard measure, the tool often appears better than whatever you were doing before. It seems like a more scalable way to reach people, an easier way to entertain, a new filter to be more attractive, or a better algorithm. The list goes on. The problem, though, isn't that it doesn't work. The problem is that it works equally well for everybody, viewed individually. The trendy thing right now often makes sense to use, but when everyone starts to use it, the impact neutralizes everybody else's success. The more people playing the same game, the harder it is for anybody to win. So what initially looks like an advantage unfortunately results in us all working harder, benefiting less, and burning out in this endless cycle of just one-upmanship. It's true that social media is an incredible way for you to reach people. Me too. It's also true that technology allows you to precisely target potential customers with advertisement. Me too. And yes, it's true that artificial intelligence is a fantastic way to create huge amounts of content. Me too. For the earliest adopters and the most skilled, the rewards are huge. However, democratization of technology results in what can only be compared to a developing country's economy. A few super rich elites, no middle class, and the majority of the population working hard, yet poor, hungry, and hopeless. I call this the parade problem. There's currently 254 million posts with the hashtag photographer on Instagram. Unsurprisingly, the solution to getting more bookings is not to somehow outdo them all when you produce hashtag photographer post 254 million and one. We all start at the same parade. The solution isn't to try to stand a bit taller. It's to find your own parade or simply make friends with somebody who has found a good seat. So here's a better way to use social. Jeff Steinberg runs an online community for parents. Once somebody joins, he has no trouble converting them into being clients for his paid Fit Parent project offering. But he had a problem. He was creating content on social media, but not enough people were joining his community. Now, this shouldn't be a surprise, because you don't compete with other business owners when you create content. You compete for attention with full-time influencers. Feeding the machine, it's exhausting. On top of running a business, it's often too much. If you enjoy content creation, obviously keep doing it. But most people don't enjoy it. Most people tell me that it's this constant source of anxiety, of frustration, of burnout, but they don't know a better way. Eventually, Jeff stopped trying to find customers by producing social media content. He instead did a search for mompreneurs with at least 10,000 followers. These women were already selling healthy products at premium prices to Jeff's target market. And people who buy premium health products, they buy lots. One of those mompreneurs is Rowena, who owns and operates Healing Mamacom. She made pre- and postpartum kits for expectant mothers. Her Instagram page had over 20,000 followers. At the time, an ultimate labor and postpartum hospital bag from that company cost $288.88. Jeff bought one, and then he did a collaborative giveaway with Rowena on Instagram. To enter, people had to join Jeff's Facebook community, which is where the winner was announced. More than 100 people joined. You see, most people view social media as a tool for generating attention, and it is. But you've got to be all in on content creation. And this is a game most business owners I speak to don't want to play. That's why I wrote above, it's better to build your account like a sales page with updates and case studies and testimonials. Its job isn't to attract attention, its job is to convert attention that was attracted elsewhere. Jeff's minimum coaching package cost $2,000. He could run 7 promotions with Rowena and get 1 client to break even. Within 6 months of shifting his focus away from this content hamster wheel, his business grew to the point where his wife quit her unfulfilling job and joined him in the business. And Rowena was happy too. She made a sale without having to make more content. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this, this is actually a somewhat altered excerpt from my book, The Obvious Choice. It will show you how to make social media work for you instead of you working for social media. So if you like this, if you found it compelling, please consider picking up a copy. Hope you're good. Talk soon.